Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Jordan Peterson, former Deputy Grand Chief, Witchin Tribal Council.
My name's Jordan Peterson. I've been raised in Iqaluit, born in Inuvik, and have spent the last 4 years within my role as a Deputy Grand Chief.
How are you involved in modern treaties?
I was 5 years old, actually, when our modern treaty was signed. And I only found out recently that I was actually there at the signing when it happened, from a story from my mom, the chief negotiator for our self-government negotiations. I have been in this role my entire term. Within my role as the Deputy Grand Chief, I have a number of different portfolios, from intergovernmental relations to self-government to culture and language, and within specifically the role as the chief negotiator, I'm the one managing the process for my people and for our communities.
Why are the agreements important to you?
The agreements are important because it provides some certainty to our people. It provides some certainty to government, and I think that relationship is an important one that needs to be further developed. It also is an important aspect as being stewards. Although there's ownership of the lands in this modern context, we also have to be mindful that we're stewards of the lands and we're not landowners, but speaking up and speaking up for all of those things that create who we are. But we also have to be mindful of the things that the government pushed on us. Like within our agreement, Chapter 3, we have cede, release, and surrender language that essentially extinguishes specific rights that were agreed to in Treaty 11 in exchange for this land claim. In the last, 4 years, the new Liberal government, or this Liberal government, has been saying no government should be asking any nation to extinguish any rights. So I think that's an important step in ensuring that when nations are entering into these agreements, that it's about that recognition of rights.
How can youth get involved in their treaties?
Getting out to vote. Yeah, we may not agree with what's being done within the Canadian framework, but if you're not showing up to vote, if you're not showing up to town halls, if you're not showing up to meetings, or even talking directly to the MP that represents your constituency, how are you? To me, I don't think you have a right to complain.
What else do you want youth to know?
I think the fulfillment of, being true to your people is everything that you need to be able to have a strong voice, to be able to know that people are behind you, to know that when there's that person or people or whatever it is trying to tear you down, that all of the elders that got us to this point, that all the previous leaders that got us to this point, that for millennia our people have thrived in this environment, should be, I think, your source of strength and all those aspirations that come with that to move your people forward.